This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Review on the air. Charts for the week of November the 12th to the 16th. I'm Doug Steffen. Everybody give me a big round of applause. You ready?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where's the round of applause? There you
come
go.
On.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
Okay. Let's see who's on the team of conversationalists focused on the big issues, the stories of the week, the people that are on the list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program, as well as Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, a veteran of a conversational, components. He's a conversational component person.
Like a Lego.
Yes, right. He's
a block
put
the
them
wall.
Together. Yes, he's responsible for the lineup at Radio America, the originating network of my program. So let's go through the stories. Number 10 this week: the death of Stan Lee. I thought that was pretty interesting. The way people thought it was Spike Lee instead of Stan Lee.
No. So was it?
They did, yeah. There was a newspaper in New Zealand.
That was you, Dougie. Come on.
No, it wasn't. There was a newspaper in New Zealand that had to retract an entire story because they told Stan Lee's life, but they said Spike Lee every time instead of Stan Lee.
I stayed at a hotel in Los Angeles last weekend, and Sunday morning I was downstairs having breakfast, and this guy came out of the kitchen, and he said, "Did you hear that Spike Lee died?" And everybody, "Whoa, what's this?" Yeah, so anyway. Number 9... What? This
unbelievable.
I know.
guy works his whole life, builds a universe of characters.
Yeah.
And confused and with Spike Lee.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, number 9, Melania and her, the ousting of, wouldn't you say that lady that got booted was ousted?
Yep. Yeah. She made a public statement to get her, out of the White House. Although she was just reassigned. She wasn't.
Really?
She wasn't fired.
Oh, she's not fired. Oh, okay.
No.
I didn't know that.
She was. Okay, number 8, the headquarters announcement by Amazon going to New York and Washington.
About 5 minutes from where I'm sitting.
Yep, right over on the other side.
Hello, traffic.
Crystal City. I was trying to remember where there was a place big enough in Crystal City. I thought that was pretty much all covered ground at this point.
It is. Yeah, they will have to knock down and build new buildings or rebuild or refurbish existing buildings.
Yeah.
There is not 10 foot of space in Crystal City.
No, I didn't think there was either. Right.
You can't put a park bench in Crystal City.
No. And move around.
And they're renaming it.
Yeah, they are?
Yeah, they're going to call it National Landing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because, when you come into National Airport, you see it when you're landing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty.
Do they get a heliport, too? Because the one in New York gets a heliport.
Oh, I'm sure there will be. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Crystal City's a good location. Stone.
I mean, you can throw a rock over the river into D.C.
Right. And you also throw a rock over to the airport.
Yes, you can.
So that's why they call it Crystal City, Rich. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Wow. You're pretty smart.
All right. Let's see. Oh, and the New York side of it is pretty outrageous when it comes to, the taxpayers are going to get it in the chin no matter where this thing is built.
Stop with that.
What?
Stop with that. I love it when governments invest in business. Right. Yes, you're going to put the $10 billion up, but over the course of the 20 or 30 years, you're going to make that tenfold.
Yeah.
It's just with the stadiums.
York, New York, Rich is right. In New York, they're saying that it's not actually costing them a dime, and that for every dollar they invest, they get 9 back.
All right, so Richie just said something, Victoria, that may be the reason for my attitude. When they use the money to build sports stadiums, that eats at me.
Come down to Chinatown in D.C. and look at the rejuvenated part of the city that used to be a crack-infested neighborhood with blown-out window buildings. It was
I think those
dump.
Are cool. They add character and color to the city.
Right.
Right.
A lot and of danger. A sense of danger.
And that
number
that
7.
Portion of the city is hugely popular and makes a lot of money.
Well, where they put the basketball, where the arena is, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Well, look the Barclays Center did for Brooklyn. No one wanted to live in that part of Brooklyn, and that is so gentrified now, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. That was courtesy of Ellen Ratner's family,
yes,
her brother
was.
Bruce,
yeah.
And that bunch. We made a lot of money doing that, too, buying up old dusty buildings and building them back up again. God love them.
Billionaire slumlords.
Yep. Number 7 on the list, the New York Times Facebook story. I don't know that I paid much attention to that this week. Facebook is always in the news because of, I think we had, didn't we have somebody
is
on the program
the
this week from Facebook?
Story that they hired, that Mark Zuckerberg said he didn't know that they had hired a Republican firm to smear George Soros. Is that I think the New York Times uncovered that, and Mark Zuckerberg said he wasn't aware that they did that or something, right. Something about George Soros.
There's always that on both sides, back and forth. Facebook has become trying to maintain its place in society because a lot of folks think Instagram is better to use as being a connective tissue. But Facebook is always now getting involved, lots of different things. They're selling, Facebook is for sale, not the entity, but whatever's going on there. You can use Facebook any way you want to. They can say what they want about their policing this and watching that. It's too big, and there's too much money to be made by doing it the right way, frankly. All right, Michelle Obama's book, number 6, she's all over the place doing interviews about that. I thought it was nice. She said something about her two daughters benefiting from the tutelage they got from the Bush sisters and from Chelsea Clinton. I think that's really pretty special, actually. I thought it was cool. House leadership battle in the Democratic. Did anybody decide? Is this anybody? Is Pelosi in or out? Is anybody? What's the
scoop? Don't know yet.
She thinks she's in.
Still.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she does. She's claiming there's some letter that's floating around. Problem is, you had a lot of Democrats in Midwestern states that said, because Republicans are saying a vote for you is a vote for Nancy Pelosi, and many Democrats said, no, 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 I'm not going to vote for Nancy Pelosi. She's
24.
Not representing me. And so now those 24 Democrats it's exactly who Nancy Pelosi needs to become Speaker of the House, and it's not clear whether these guys are going to renege on their promise to their voters and support Nancy Pelosi, or if they're going to take a stand against her.
So
she'll be speaker again. Come on.
Well, the funny thing is that Trump is really wants her to be speaker.
He wants
her.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Republicans have even said their caucus will back her as speaker if she just agrees to the keeping the rules the same.
Because she is such a great Republican punching bag. I mean, she is. Remember the clowns you used to get as a kid, and they had the sand in the bottom. You punch them, come back up. For Republicans, right. That's Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah,
they love to just.
That's really too bad, because it would be really nice if they said, well, we can work with her, and that's why we want her. So that's really horrible if that's the reason that they're endorsing her.
I think Trump thinks that. I think the Republican base, she's the punching bag. But I think Trump thinks I can get stuff done with her.
He knows Chuck and Nancy, right.
Right.
And the truth is that as much as I am not a fan of Nancy Pelosi and her policies, when you consider some of the other far, 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 far left, I can't believe I'm saying that she's seeming more moderate these days, but when you consider some of the new class that's going in there, it's Nancy might be the one to be able to deliver on the votes that it takes to do anything bipartisan. So I think you're right. I think Trump genuinely sees Chuck and Nancy as people he can work with, even though he's had very public confrontations with both of them.
They can get an infrastructure deal done. That's
sure.
The one thing they can absolutely get
done. They should be able to do infrastructure and prison reform, which is what's already going to go through now. So, yeah, I think there's potential.
All right, more from the list, and then we'll go back through the people list and get into some of the nitty-gritty conversationally of what went on according to the surveys from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, their overview of the top stories, top people on News Talk Radio this week, the subject matter of the talk radio review, 16 past the hour.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJ V Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think think twice about cracking a smile. Power swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your power swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this was Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated disc, pinched nerves in my neck. I have got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at TopLoss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's TopLoss.com.
There are two lists that come from talkers every week, the top stories and then the people that are being discussed. We're on the story list. The California wildfires making it into the top 10. The situation there affecting not just the state of California, but pretty much the whole country because of the smoke floating around in the jet stream. And then the numbers, Jennifer, they just keep going up and up and up and up. And I don't think there's a definitive number yet associated with those people who have lost their lives or how many homes have been destroyed because the fires are actually still burning, aren't they?
There are multiple fires in the state of California right now, but the two that have gotten the most attention are the Camp Fire and the Woolsey Fire. The Camp Fire is beyond anybody's imagination or it's beyond belief, really. The Camp Fire started over a week ago and has grown to have killed 63 people. It's burned over 138,000 acres, and it is still going. The containment is there. It's increasing, but this is a slow fight for firefighters. The story, though, aside from the 63 people who lost their life in this fire, is that there are 631 names on a list of people who are missing or not known to authorities. So this death count, the death toll is going to continue to rise in the Camp Fire.
So answer this. Of those people, 631, many of them don't even know they're on the list and are just haven't
That's
checked
true.
In. Who assembles this list and how do they get the people are like
it's people calling 911, I think.
It's people calling tip lines saying, I can't find so-and-so. Okay. I heard a story about a guy who can't find his mother who has dementia, didn't know his phone number, and so she could very well be alive, but they can't connect.
Okay. Mm. So it's people reporting other people missing.
Yes. These are relatives that are doing that. They're using DNA and the National Guard to try to help to quickly identify the bodies that they are finding in these devastated neighborhoods, entire cities that are just wiped off the map. This past week, Governor Brown and Ryan Zinke from the Interior and Brock Long from FEMA toured the area. Ryan Zinke's from Montana. They get fires all the time. He said this is the worst devastation he's ever seen in Paradise. So a lot of talk will be about what caused this fire. Most likely it'll be the power lines from PG&E and also fire or city officials in that area decided not to evacuate people right away. That decision no doubt caused a lot of lost life. And so there will be an ongoing debate as to how to handle all of this. The Woolsey Fire in Southern California is becoming more and more under control, and the weather has changed for the better. The winds have stopped. There's rain expected in the forecast in the next few days, and that will help firefighters put this one out completely. Three people died so far in the Woolsey Fire, and the devastation there is just under 100,000 acres, I think around 98,000 acres. So just two very destructive
conversation
a
now
lot of air quality issues
about clearing brush, or are they still going to
try? There, it's environmentally protected.
That
to
and
do
the
that
wires, the frayed
cases.
Wires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these guys.
Infrastructure.
They've
got to
have that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So avoid
21 past the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, Rich, and Doug on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now the Talk Radio Roundup continues with Rich, Victoria, Doug, and a focus on the migrant caravan and immigration issues in general. Number four this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine, the buses of these people, the caravan going through up from Central America into Central Texas. Actually, there are a few of these buses that reached the U.S. border near Tijuana this week. The gymnasium there in the high school been converted to a shelter. Migrants are dealing with the reality of being on the Mexican side of the border, looking over into America and not being able to go there. And I hope that they are not able to go there unless they can prove that people like that we give asylum to have to prove that there is a danger for them. And I'm betting a lot of these people can prove that back at home, but it's going to be hard. I mean, they can claim it, and it probably is legitimate, but how do they prove it? The inspectors at the main crossing into San Diego processed about 100 asylum claims this past week. How long is it going to take? Weeks, maybe months, to process all these people in this caravan? He came up from Honduras.
So you do your paperwork, and then you just hang out at the border? Is that what happens?
On the Mexican side, yeah.
Yeah.
And upscale Tijuanans, I didn't know there was such a thing, are really kind of fighting back against these people, saying, we don't want you here. There was a protest.
They're making a mess out of them.
Yeah.
It's a mess there.
So the people in Tijuana do not want them there. One of the interesting things I heard this week is that apparently, because of Trump saying we are going to get rid of people who are the parents of the Dreamers and you're going to be deported, that Canada is seeing a rise of people coming in over the border there legally and illegally asking for asylum in Canada from the United States.
Really?
And these are a lot of times U.S. citizens. So people who have come here, gotten their citizenship, are afraid they're going to lose their citizenship, so they're going to Canada now because Trudeau said, yeah, come here, we'll let you in. So
well, if you think about it, if you don't know where you're going to be sent back to, and if you know you don't want to be sent back to wherever you came from, then it makes sense, and Canada's a lovely place. So
I know my wife.
As long as you're not more than 100 miles above the border,
right,
to keep going.
I mean, in Vancouver, it's nice.
Yeah. Vancouver's very nice.
But I know my wife's nieces and cousins and stuff like that, several of them have gone to Canada. because it's just easier. They said they tried to get in, a citizen or a green card or a visa into the States, and they can only get a short-term thing, and then they have to leave. But then they try Canada, and, hey, welcome to Canada.
80% of the people who live in Canada live within 100 miles of the U.S. border. That's where all the industry is. That's where all the work is. And then to kind of backflow into what's going on in Tijuana, there are a lot of big factories in Tijuana where workers come across the border from America to work in these plants. And apparently they're not getting as many workers because of the unemployment realities in America. More people have jobs, so there are fewer coming over to Mexico. They pay a lot less, but at least there are jobs. So apparently several thousand of these Haitian migrants who have been turned away at the border found jobs there. This is the first wave. The Haitians were the first one before these people came up from Honduras. And there are 2,000 or 3,000 Haitians that are working in these factories there.
Haitians?
Say what, Rich?
Haitians?
Haitians, yeah.
I'm confused.
Haitians.
As in, like, from Haiti?
As in from
I'm confused.
Haiti. No,
I just said that I was comparing them to the Hondurans who are there now.
Yeah,
but the Haitians did the same kind of it. People forget, after the earthquake and whatever happened to
the
story.
Okay. You're talking about earlier.
Okay. I got confused. Right. It sounded like Haitians got jobs in Tijuana. That's what it sounded like.
But they got them a couple of years ago when they tried the same stunt that the Hondurans were doing, and they couldn't get across the border into America, so they stayed, and now they're working in these factories in Tijuana.
Got it.
Did I make it clear? Is that okay?
Got it.
Follow
Sorry.
Thank you very much, Rich.
I'm glad I'm not alone, Rich.
Thank you, Victoria. There it is. Welcome to Chinese Radio. It's a 28 past.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump completes his written answers for the federal investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers. I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily. Very easily.
The president says he has yet to submit them to Robert Mueller's team. Democrat Stacey Abrams won't use the term concede, but she has ended her race against Republican Brian Kemp for Georgia governor.
I will not waver in my commitment, a lived commitment,
to work across party lines and across divisions to find a common purpose in protecting our democracy.
Saying the election process was rigged, she wants to get help in fixing Georgia's electoral process from Republicans as well as Democrats. Abrams also noted she would pray for the success of Ryan Kemp, that he'll indeed be a leader of all Georgians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Overwhelmed by some of the conversational priorities on your favorite news talk radio station with your favorite host, the polling that's research is probably a better way of putting it. Research done into what's going on the stations that carry news talk as a format. That's really the fodder from which the list is developed by Talkers Magazine every week, surveying, the stations, the hosts, items, topicality. So as we continue to review, Victoria Keelan from the DJV program, Rich McFadden from Radio America, I'm Doug Steffen. Number two, the recounts, voter fraud allegations, Florida, an embarrassment, an outrage. I started voting in Florida in the 1960s. I think when my folks first bought a place down there, my mother was ill, and so my father bought a place, and I decided I wanted to register to vote in Florida, and did. And I remember working on the radio in Florida in the 1980s. And there were the same kinds of issues going on then as there are now. And the same people are in charge now who were in charge then. It's the same old story. And Palm Beach County, Broward County, the two worst offenders. And it's like a dry run for the big elections. The nonsense that goes on, and then you couple that with Georgia and the crookedness of that election, and you wonder why people look askance at the results. They don't trust recounts. All of this. I said earlier, Richie, Victoria took exception to this, but I feel that there are way too many people voting without good reason. So if there is a good reason that you can't vote on election day,
ballot. Yeah.
Then go ahead and allow people to vote absentee. But just to vote for convenience, What are they doing with all these votes? They can't account for thousands of votes in Florida. Thousands.
It's unbelievable.
Of them.
Victoria and I were having a conversation during the break just as we knew we were going to talk about this. And one of the things we were talking about is why Florida is so corrupt. And one of the things that I had conversations with earlier in the week and we were just discussing was the fact that most Floridians come from New York and New Jersey. So it's this kind of like
the birthplace of corruption.
This is how it's done, right?
Right.
And that's how it's done in Florida now, is the way it was done in New York and New Jersey in the old days.
People who come from Chicago, they inhabit the west side of Texas, of Florida.
There you go. So that's why Florida is so...
Okay, well, we solved it.
Is it their inability to count votes, or is it just they have corruption because New York, New Jersey, and Chicago have basically taken over the state's
Law enforcement in Florida leaves a lot to be desired. They're not real sophisticated. The people that I encountered in law enforcement when I was working in Palm Beach County and have been there for as many years, they're awful. Just awful.
Careful.
Yeah. What?
We have lots of friends in Florida. You don't want to.
I have lots of friends in Florida too, but they're more the state highway patrol, the sheriff, all over the place. They walk all. They just fumble and bumble and stumble and make a mess out of stuff because there's too many of them. What's that?
Buford T. Justice.
Yeah, right.
He means more like Boss Hogg.
Both of them.
Yeah.
The chief and the captain. The two of them, anyway, so, yeah. Number one, this week, perhaps the most interesting, I don't know whether I think this is the most interesting, but I do think it has an interesting twist to it. The fact that this guy, Acosta, got booted from the White House, and now CNN is suing the president or the administration or whoever the hell they're suing. Trump says, I can kick you all out if I want to. There's nothing that says we have to have a press room. There's nothing that says we have to let you into the White House, which I thought was an interesting.
And he's right.
Well, the most interesting part of that is Fox News has sided with CNN.
Sided. Right.
Yeah.
I thought
that was very interesting. They're in a trick box. They kind of have to.
Why?
Why?
Well, they don't really have to, because if Trump just had Fox News in his White House press briefing, he'd be happy.
Yeah,
he'd
but
be stoked if that was the case.
They kind of have to protect their own. Let's say Joe Biden becomes president in 2020.
Yeah.
They don't want to be on the receiving end of that. They want to be able to kind of protect themselves.
Well, It was interesting this week, I thought it was, anyway, as I was nosing around, looking at the differences in the culture at Fox. Of course, there are a lot of people who are anti-Fox that want to tear that stuff apart, taking a shot at Hannity because he was held in check when Roger Ailes was alive, and now he's not. They can't control him, and they don't like it. He's too busy trying to jump on the president's bandstand. And some, I think there are some of the people that work at Fox are just jealous, frankly. There's a bit of that going on. But I also think it's interesting to understand the culture of the Murdochs, because Rupert Murdoch, who's still pretty much in charge at 88 or 89, and his son Lachlan, who is running the division that has the Fox News assets, they kind of are okay. They were happy when Ailes was there because Ailes did exactly what Rupert wanted him to do. And that was not let anybody stray from the message. There's a documentary coming out next week, I think it is, Roger Ailes. And the people who have been putting it together and some of the participants have been all over the place talking about Roger Ailes and what a bad guy he was and this, that, and the other thing. I mean, I don't think there was anybody who knew him, who thought he was a good guy. But the way he dominated and he shows reporters. You know, Richie used to... I remember when we talked about the blonde bimbos that were on Fox, and I think once in a while you take exception with me categorizing them that way, but that's basically what this documentary showed. One of the few Gretchen Carlson wasn't, but
right.
There were plenty of them that were there for TNA purposes only, and that's part of what comes out in this documentary, plus the other stuff.
I would say all news anchors, to some extent, it's a pretty people club.
Yeah, okay.
Guys, maybe, girls, maybe. Whatever. I mean, they're not putting ugly people up there that are really, really smart. They're putting pretty people up there that can read
unless
the teleprompter.
Unless it was, okay, so I'll back up a little bit here. When Roger Ailes, there are two people who come in to focus here.
That's why we're on radio, by the way.
Documentary, yeah, I know.
Hey!
Speak for yourself.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Victoria exception.
Ailes chose Combs, Alan Combs, because he was unattractive.
Right.
And here is a liberal, the same reason he chose Ellen Ratner.
Let's put the cross-eyed liberal up there. Right, and Ellen Ratner, yeah.
And Ellen Ratner, who was...
He's nothing to look at.
Unattractive and...
and she'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, right. But, you know, she was happy to be on Fox. I don't, is she still on Fox? I don't even know if she is or she isn't.
I don't think she is, now.
No, I don't think she is either. Anyway... So the point here being, with the suit against the White House, whether they win or they don't win, I don't know what the merit here is, because there's nothing in the law, nothing in the Constitution, nothing anywhere that requires a White House press room or a White House press corps. So what's the basis for the suit?
Freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech, okay, so
well, freedom of
so
the
what?
Press, is, you know. That's
freedom of the press,
right.
Fine. So they go outside.
Right.
It wouldn't surprise me if Trump cleaned the place out and didn't have a press corps. That wouldn't shock me a bit if he pulled that stunt, because that's what he does.
That's what he's about. He doesn't want anything negative, so,
well,
you know.
Well, he's got plenty of negative.
He doesn't want it in front of him, though.
Well, I don't know.
He doesn't.
I'm not into his
He doesn't.
Head.
Watch any one of his briefings. He just, that's, you know, that's, he is not someone who wants to engage in any kind of debate. He doesn't want, he doesn't like any of the questions that are negative. It's pretty obvious. Any president who wants to get rid of the press corps. No, you can see his body language is so uncomfortable when he has a question that he doesn't like.
Yeah, but
so
I,
obvious.
I think he loves the controversy. I think he loves being able to tell people to shut up and sit down.
He likes being a dictator,
Yeah. He loves it. Well, Jim's going to be doing his press things from across the street. Jim, across the street, buddy.
Yeah. Across the street. All right, so that's the rundown there. 44 past the hour. Let me give you the rundown on getting a good night's rest. You toss and you turn every night. I think we had a discussion earlier, didn't we, about men go to sleep easier and better, Richie, than women. Women complain that men go to jump into bed and go right to sleep, and women stay awake for a long, 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 long time. Well, if that's your problem, then there are more women that ought to be buying my pillows. Because that'll help you get to sleep, get a good night's rest. Victoria, you've got your My Pillows, and Richie, I think you got some My Pillows too.
I have four of them on my bed.
Four of them. All right, there you go.
Alibaba with all my pillows.
And Richie doesn't have any problem. He doesn't have any sleepless nights at all, Victoria. He jumps right into bed and gonzo. So if you would like to have something better, or maybe you're thinking this would be a good Christmas present, actually, everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com, you can get a great deal on right now, starting with any pillow that's at MyPillow.com. Any one of them. Go in there, look around. You can buy any single pillow at the regular price, and you get another one free. So that's where you start. And then the mattresses, mattress tops, the sheets, all of the things that go with having a good night's rest are all there, and you get a good special deal by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. So if you're having a tough time getting a good night's rest, you better check out all the things that are here. The old flat, worn-out pillows, chuck those puppies, and let MyPillow change the way you go to sleep and stay asleep. Join all of us who have the MyPillows and like them, love them, try them. If you don't like them in 60 days, you send them back. It's a pretty good deal. Get right down to it. MyPillow.com. The promo code is DJV for the elegant pillows, for the regular pillows, all of them. Buy one at the regular price. Get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown, the list of top 10 stories this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's my pleasure every week to be able to bring you this list. Number 10 on the list, the passing of Stan Lee. Number 9, the relationship and the ousting of Mira Ricardel in the White House. Melania Trump wanted her gone, and she's gonzo. Number 8, the choosing of two new headquarters by Amazon. Number 7, the story about George Soros from Facebook and the New York Times. Number 6, Michelle Obama's new book. Number 5, the battle for leadership in the House of Representatives and the Democratic Party. Number 4, the continuing move or push toward the migrant caravan. The Russia-Trump investigation is 3, recounts in Florida 2, and the White House suit from CNN. Number 1 this week on the countdown.
Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
All right, let's get to the people list just for giggles. The top 10 people, many of these names are connected with stories that we've already talked about. Stan Lee is at number 10. Number 9, Jeff Bezos. Number 8, Melania Trump. Number 7, Michelle Obama. Mark Zuckerberg is 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Robert Mueller is 4. Rick Scott and Bill Nelson tied for number 3. Jim Acosta is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. I guess special mention goes to Michael Avenatti, who got himself arrested this week.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work, man. I don't know whether I want to think it's an insult to Gloria Allred if I call him the male counterpart to Gloria.
She's obviously much better at it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. She's better at all of it. I'm betting that she's a better lawyer than he is. She's much better at knowing how to finesse the news media. This guy's just a big lug. And so he makes for an interesting conversation. Has he any other value than that? It's just he's the kind of guy that's easy not to like. I guess you can pull that around. But are there lots of people around like him? I don't know if there are a lot of people around like him, but there certainly are others who know how. I think of Chuck Schumer. Every time Chuck Schumer's never seen a camera or microphone he didn't want to grab. It's kind of like, I'm trying to remember. I think, Richie, it was you and I having a conversation about somebody who is a press hound. It may have been Schumer. And the conversation sort of followed the track of don't get in the way if you don't want to get hurt. Don't get in the way of Schumer when there's
a
camera.
Right, you're a camera. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there are a lot of politicians who are like, a lot of people, you know, who just need that attention. They didn't get breastfed as children, whatever the reason for
not
it.
Not only that, it's their main focus and main job is to raise money. And if you see a TV camera, that helps you get exposure to help you raise money. That's their main job.
More clients.
It's not running our country. It's to raise money so they can get elected again.
10 before the hour in the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bring some sunshine into your life now. At 53 past the hour, it's time for us to overview the top five items this week from technology. The top five songs come along later on. From number five to number one, Victoria Keelan has the list of technology hotspots this week, starting with a connection between Amazon and Apple, Victoria.
Yep, just in time for the holiday shopping season, Amazon has made a deal with Apple that will see iPhones, iPads, and Apple Watches sold directly on Amazon for the first time. Now, you may say, well, wait a second, I've bought Apple products before on Amazon. That is true, but you weren't able to buy them directly from Apple, which means the prices were usually all over the place because they came from third-party sellers. And often, on Amazon, you bought a lot of counterfeit stuff from China. So, now
I'm shocked to hear that. Wow.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that. And so they think, oh, wow, this looks like a really good deal on Amazon, and it's not an authorized Apple dealer, and lots of problems came from that, lots of counterfeit stuff. There were major lawsuits against China from Apple for counterfeiting a lot of their trademarked products and things like that. So now when you do see official Apple products on Amazon, it is legit, and starting pretty much right around now, maybe next week, it will be rolling out officially all throughout Amazon around the world. And the only thing that you will not be able to buy on Amazon, which makes sense, is Apple's HomePod, which has Siri, and that's like their biggest competition, is the Amazon Amazon Echo. So the HomePod will not be on Amazon. You will still have to buy that from an Apple store or on Apple.com. But everything else will be on Amazon.
All right. Number four this week. This is, I suppose, sort of a calming story. If you're a gamer, yeah, no, yes, yes, no.
Usually technology and calming and anxiety don't go together.
Yeah,
but
right.
This story absolutely does. A new study has found that playing Tetris, which is the classic game of, it's basically a moving puzzle, they found that playing Tetris actually can calm anxiety. And so for the study, they had three different groups of people, and or two different groups, rather, and they were all told that they were about to be judged on their appearance while they were having to play Tetris. So the classic Tetris players, one group had to play Tetris, another group had to play a different game. So the classic Tetris, turns out, it relieved feelings of anxiety, it got people's brains into a state of flow, and so that had higher levels of positive emotions and lower levels of negative emotions. So they're thinking now that certain video games that are like Tetris, that use that part of your brain where you're solving a puzzle, that actually may be good for kids, and this is essentially where this is going to head, this research. So it will go in the direction of helping calm anxiety for kids, probably while they're in school.
Number three, Volkswagen and Apple as a couple.
Yep, Volkswagen has decided to deepen its relationship with Apple with the new VW CarNet app. So now if you are an iOS user and you have a new VW, you can use Siri to lock and unlock your car. You can check your estimate mileage with fuel or how much electric charge you have left in your car, depending on which model. You can also enable alarms. You can start the car if it's a little chilly out, which it's getting to be pretty much everywhere in the country now. And so you can have your heat on. You can heat your seats. You can have your defroster on. So that way, as soon as you get in the car, you're ready to go. So it's sort of like a remote starter, but with more bells and whistles.
More bells and whistles. Here's the best way, number two, to retrieve your lost phone. All right, Kara, let's get to work on...
Did you ever do this yet? Did you make it through
we're still working on it.
Well, so, a new study by cell phone insurance carrier called Assurian has revealed that one trick actually can triple your chances of getting your phone back if you lose it. And it's a pretty simple change. Assurian says by adding the text, if found, call this number, and then whatever your backup number is to a friend, spouse, family member, if you add it to your lock screen, you greatly increase the chances of getting your phone back. And how they tested this was they intentionally lost 10 phones in malls, coffee shops, and restaurants around New York City, 5 with the text on the lock screen, 5 without. Within minutes, they were getting calls from the backup phone numbers of the people who found the phones that had this message on the lock screen, and the other phones that were lost went straight to voicemail, and they never found them. So that's a pretty good indication that if you have this little message that is on your lock screen when people can't get into your phone, but it's on your wallpaper, you'll get your phone back.
Aha! Number one, where is Amazon going?
Yep, this was the biggest story of the week. Amazon chose New York City and Arlington, Virginia to split their HQ2. This will be a $5 billion investment, and about 25,000 to 40,000 jobs will be created. So
that serves for the taxpayers. You're going to help out a lot,
yeah.
Especially in New York.
Yep.
59 past the hour. Those are the top five tech stories of the week.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.